Module 3, we'll be looking at the last three of the five fundamentals: right-hand technique, left-hand technique, and bow control and tone. All technique must start with setting up the instrument on the shoulder properly, so we'll be covering this in the first video. We'll be using relaxation and balancing techniques to help students get rid of unnecessary tension in their arms, shoulders, and hands. And we'll be going over a strategic way of presenting the bow and a step-by-step approach to learning how to play with the bow that will allow students to play natural full bows from the start. The more relaxed and natural a setup a student has, the better placed they will be to have a long, fulfilling, pain-free experience with their instrument. A natural setup also leads to ease of playing, producing increased left-hand accuracy and facility, and right-hand bow control and smoothness of tone. When introducing the left hand, we'll also be looking at how to teach students to easily understand where the notes on the page are on their instrument. You had a small introduction to this in the last module when we looked at naming all the notes on the staff. We'll be looking at the strategic strings approach in this area a little bit more in depth in this module. As mentioned in Module 2, you want to avoid combining the strategic strings approach with other forms of music reading. And the same goes for approaches in understanding left-hand setup, which is integral to how students understand their fingerboard and relate it to music reading. Combining the strategic strings approach with other methods may compromise the success you have with your students. So the first thing you'll be doing in this module is going through the handout, Teaching Approaches to Avoid, with its accompanying audio.